听力课堂，听 class.com。
Cute guy that you're trying to set me up with.
Please, Julianne, I don't send you men anymore. You haven't got the first party. What should we do with them?
Hey, it's Michael. Jules, it must be, months, huh? So, I can't wait to talk to you. I'm in Chicago at the Drake Hotel. I guess I'm, okay, well, call me. 4 a.m, whatever. We gotta talk. Bye.
Who called? Man of the moment.
Oh, the opposite. Why, Michael. Michael O'Neill. Sounds desperate to talk to me.
Oh. Harlem Laundry and Sports Writer. Remind me about that one.
Sophomore year at Brown. We had this one hot month, yes. But of course, you know me.
Mm.
I got restless. So I get up the nerve to break his heart. And he gives me this look. And he said, the thing that makes me want to cry is I'm losing the best friend I ever had.
Mm.
And at that moment, I knew. I felt the same way. So I cried for maybe the third time in my entire life. Kissed him. And we've been best friends ever since. We've seen each other through everything. Losing jobs, losing parents, losing lovers. We've traveled all over. Best times of my life. Drinking, talking. Even if it's just over the phone.
Oh, this is so moving. Can you speak to him?
No, he's nothing like me. He's like you, actually. Only straight. I remember this one night in Tucson, like 6 years ago. He takes a razor out of this tiny little dock kit, cuts his finger, takes my hand, does the same to me.
Oh,
he says, swear, when we're 28, if we've never married, we marry each other. We never talked about it again. I don't know what made me think of that.
You're about to be 28 in 3 weeks, right? How old is he?
You think?
Desperate to talk. Cheers. Courage.
Hey, it's Michael. Jules, it must be months, huh? I can't wait to talk to you. I'm in Chicago at the Drake Hotel. I guess I'm, okay, well, call me. 4 in the morning, whatever. We gotta talk. Bye.
Hotel.
Hi, yes, I'm calling for Michael O'Neill, but seeing as it's so late, if you could just let me leave.
Hello?
Hello. You've been enrolled in the obscene Carl Hardeman.
Hey, beautiful. It's so great to hear your voice. I miss you. I've been calling you for over a month, you know.
Well, I've been on a book tour.
Well, I figured you're out of town.
No, I mean, my machine eats all my messages.
Or you're just averaging 30 days to return a call.
Well, it's less when it's you.
Look, I have to ask you something. Something incredibly important. And if you turn me down, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, if I could just tell you one thing first. Well, this is probably going to hand you the biggest laugh of your adult life, I'm sure. But I was thinking about you, and I was remembering this unbelievably insane night that we spent in Tucson, like, I don't know, 1,000 years ago. And you probably won't remember this, but...
Are you kidding? I think about that night all the time.
You do?
But it's not why I called.
It's not.
I called because I met someone.
Well, that's great. That's great. Because you haven't really seen anybody, have you, since Dingbat Jimmy Lee?
No, you understand. I've never felt this way about anybody. But she's all wrong for me.
Well, there's a good start.
Well, no, I mean, she's a junior at the University of Chicago. She's 20. Her name's Kim, Jules. You're going to love her. She's beautiful. And her dad is this billionaire, and he owns the White Sox and some cable empire. And, you know, I've always been kind of uncomfortable around rich people.
Sure.
But they're not like that. They're such wonderful people, really. Salt of the earth.
So you've met her parents?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jules, we're getting married this Sunday. Hello?
Michael?
Hello?
Michael? It's 1 minute. How can you possibly be getting married on Sunday?
Actually, it all starts tomorrow, and it's one of these four-day weddings with all the traditional events and, like, 10 million people flying from all over the world.
Okay, but aren't you working this weekend? I mean, is that responsible?
Well, the Sox are at home, and sports letting me do a profile on the Baker, you know, Frank Thomas. Wait, what do you mean irresponsible? Taking off a weekend to get married? Jules, I'm scared.
Maybe we should talk about this.
I need you. Okay.
can't come and hold my hand. I'll never get through this. Please come. Please. Oh, man, I can't wait for you to meet her.
Listen, Jules, why don't we just stop and have a drink? We can take a late flight.
No. I'm a busy girl. I've got exactly 4 days to break up a wedding, steal the bride's fella, and I haven't one clue how to do it. He adores me for 9 goddamn years. Me!
Fucking see what?
Look, she has known him for, what, 5 seconds? Okay, plus she's got billions of dollars. Plus she's apparently perfect. Okay, so don't go feeling all sorry from this preteen illness. I can't lose him, George. I'm going to bring him back.